Welcome back to another episode on A Dose of Me. I really appreciate that you tune in every week to hear another topic or phrase. And even if you don't join every week, just taking time to just pick a topic, pick an episode to say, let me hear what that's all about. Because usually it's not a coincidence. It's right on time for you to hear it. So thank you. Thank you and thank you. Now, it is Black History Month and there is still a lot to share. I want us to think about the things that make our lives easier, which we usually take for granted. So think about it. What in your life that you use day to day makes your life easier? Okay? Let's think about it for a moment. So I'm going to mention a few Black key players that made our lives better, easier, with the things that they have invented or contributed to inventing. Okay? So the first one is Garrett Morgan. Now, who is he? He invented the three-way traffic light in 1923. Guess what? He only had an elementary school education and was the son of enslaved parents. Not to mention, he improved the use of the sewing machine and invented the gas mask. Imagine. Wow. Now, that's impressive to me. The traffic light. We still use that today, you know. Red light, green light, yellow light. It's all incorporated into us getting even our license today, right? So look at that. Look at that. Now, this individual, I recently learned of him on TikTok, actually, okay? And this, he created a cooling system used to refrigerate goods on trucks. You know who that was? Frederick McKinley Jones. Oh, my goodness. Yes. He thought of this cooling system, okay, because transporting goods across the country was difficult and many goods were spoiled as a result. Never made it to his destination because it had nothing to cool it, keep it cool. So he came up with this idea. Here goes Mr. McKinley Jones, who did his thing, okay? He also co-founded Thermos Control Company, later to be called Thermo King. They were a huge player in helping preserve blood and food and supplies during World War II, right? Think about that. Every time you reach to get something out of your refrigerator without a second thought, because your produce and my produce and groceries and all that stuff are now staying fresh, we think nothing of it. But if it wasn't for Mr. McKinley Jones, that refrigerator wouldn't be getting cooled like that, you know, and being transported also in trucks. You know, the grocery stores, that's how they receive all of their goods. So kudos to Mr. Frederick McKinley Jones. Thank you. We really appreciate you. And this next person, now he co-invented something that is critical to this podcast, actually. Can you imagine? Yeah. What is it that you think he did that's critical to this podcast? He co-invented microphones. Oh, my goodness. Yes, James E. West. The vast majority of microphones used today in phones and cameras use a microphone that Mr. West played a pivotal role in inventing. He was responsible at Bell Labs in 1960 to create a more sensitive and compact microphone. Okay? The microphone, as you all know, expanded into like hearing aids and baby monitors, telephones, you know, just to name a few. It's a critical component to everyday life, okay? All of us sit here on cell phones. You see it, talking on the phone all the time. And instead of straining our voices so that we can, thousands and millions of people can hear us, microphones are used at, you know, all over, concerts, speaking engagements, classrooms. It's a powerful tool. Don't know where we would be without it, okay? Don't know. So there's one last person. So thank you. I'm sorry. Did I almost forget to thank Mr. James E. West? Thank you, Mr. West, okay, for your invention, your co-inventing. Love it. So there's one more person, someone I want to highlight who is amongst us living. No, everybody else is deceased. Not this person. Oh, no, 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 no. This person have over 200 patents. 200. And guess what? This is a woman. Woman responsible for the widespread voice over internet protocols, which is vital to our remote work, including me, and conferencing that we use today. Guess what? For Microsoft Teams, Zoom, and WhatsApp. Just to name a few, okay? Who is she? Who is this person? I'm going to tell you. Marion Crook, known for inventing the technology that converts our voice into a digital signal to make calls from your computer or digital service. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes. She basically further enhanced what Mr. James E. West did with the microphone. And also, she also started at Bell Labs, which later became AT&T. Now she landed at Google and is currently the vice president of engineering. And she leads the Research Center for Responsible AI and Human-Centered Technology. Okay? Now, in 2022, Mrs. Crook was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame. Look at that. Now, look at that. That is amazing. And thank you. Thank you to all of them, all four of them. We have to thank them. Now, when we think about those individuals that have paved the way, we should pay tribute to them. We definitely should be paying tribute to them. These four individuals made a huge impact in our lives and contributed to what America is today. These four black individuals did this. Impactful. And we should honor each one for their remarkable talent and consideration to the human race needs. A simple thank you would do. A simple thank you will do. Now, this is a great introduction for the topic of the week. Ready? You ready? Sowing seed. Ooh, sowing seed. Now, the four inventors are the epitome of sowing seed. All of their inventions impact millions of people's lives. All. Each and every one of their inventions do. Think about it. And these inventions, they are gifts to us. They're gifts to us that were planted between 40 to 100 years ago. Okay? Each invention has blossomed into something magnificent. Magnificent. And during those years, I am not sure if they were thinking much about the future as they were in the now. However, we can remember them for living in their now, in the moment, which made life better for who? Us. Who represents the future, represents their future for the most part, right? The will to make a change and find a solution to a problem has made them the sowers for planting the what? The seed. Us, the future products, reap the harvest, the reward. And the saying is true. One sows and another reaps. Mm. We are reaping what we have not worked for. Oh, I know you wasn't waiting for that one, right? We are reaping what we have not worked for. That's the God's honest truth. That's the truth, okay? Others have done the work for us, and we reap the benefits of their labor. So why not honor them? Let us not forget. Now that you know, don't forget. So when you're sitting in your car wondering why the traffic light is still red, think of Garrett Morgan and say, thank you. You just saved another life. Sowing seed is a literal act, just like a plant. It begins as a seed that is planted in dirt, watered, and tended to consistently. It will not become a very large plant overnight. You know it. But with time, that plant will blossom into something beautiful. Your time and energy will pay off. It's just like life. When you invest in something, it will produce. Remember, not overnight. The harvest will not occur overnight. It will take time. Okay? None of them invented it one day and the next day, boom, it was the best thing on earth. It took time for them to tweak it and come up with the idea, work with others, all this work. It wasn't easy. And then eventually, the product that we use today is the bomb, right? It's the bomb. It's simple. It's everyday life. It's everyday things. So you have to understand that it's not an overnight accomplishment. In due time, it will grow and harvest. It's a test to determine just how bad you want it. If you want it bad enough, you will stay the course of time and reap the rewards and benefits. So think about it. What seed will you sow? You have to start somewhere. You just might be sowing the seed for the future, for it to benefit others. I'm going to leave you right there on sowing your seed. Until next time, on A Dose of Nikki, be well, my people. Be well.